We all know Detroit's in trouble. A bankrupt city full of crumbling houses, abandoned factory buildings, and a fast dwindling population. But while the politicians, unions, and investors slug it out in bankruptcy court and grasp for their share of what little cash the city has left, ordinary citizens are left to make do in a city with no functioning government. This is what happens when people are left to their own devices. This is Anarchy in Detroit.
Anarchy is often interpreted as chaos and danger and hooded figures throwing bombs into windows, but really it means no rulers. The most chaos in Detroit has been created by government.
This is Fireweed Universe City, an artistic community of anarchists squatting in a block of abandoned houses. They have gardens, murals, bicycles, even electricity.
Their bill was too high, the Comcast bill, so they didn't pay it, so now there's no internet.
We met up with a group called Free Detroit here in Firewood Universe City. As self-described libertarians, they don't endorse squatting, but they plan on buying up swaths of Detroit's dirt-cheap real estate to create tiny libertarian enclaves.
It's a group of individuals who have the intention of purchasing property all in one densely localized area to move together and create a counter-economy and basically operate outside of the city's government.
It's based upon survival. When the inhibitions in the regular market become so great, people have to find alternative methods.
Some people have a different philosophy and decide to squat. And even though that I don't philosophically agree with that, I see the community is actually still welcoming them here because things are just been that bad.
Will there be an opportunity for Detroit or even pockets of Detroit to become little libertarian enclaves or, you know, free market, free people type locations where people who enjoy peaceful voluntary association can congregate? The answer is yes, absolutely. Detroit has little pockets of its own that could become more libertarian if given the opportunity. You see a lot of development in Corktown. You see a lot of development that's trying to move forward in places like Hamtramck, but they need more latitude from the city to really accelerate that vision.
Much of the development that has been promised to Detroit has been money going from this politician to this politically connected crony.
I think what's really going to help the city recover is for individuals who live here to take action, self-responsibility, working hard and seeing needs in the market and going and fulfilling those and through voluntary exchange.